قال بولس فصل من رسالة معلمنا بولس الرسول إلى أهل روميا، بركته تكون معنا آمين. بولس عبد يسوع المسيح المدعو رسولا المفرز لإنجيل الله الذي سبق فوعد به بأنبيائه في الكتب المقدسة عن ابنه الذي صار من نسل داود من جهة الجسد وتعين ابن الله بقوة من جهة الروح القداسة بالقيامة من الأموات، يسوع المسيح ربنا الذي به لأجل اسمه قبلنا نعمة ورسالة لإطاعة الإيمان في جميع الأمم، الذين بينهم أنتم أيضا مدعو يسوع المسيح. إلى جميع الموجودين في روميا أحباء الله مدعوين قديسين، نعمة تكون لكم وسلام من الله أبينا والرب يسوع المسيح. أولا أشكر إليه بيسوع المسيح من جهة جميعكم أن إيمانكم ينادى به في كل العالم، فإن الله الذي أعبده بروحي في إنجيل ابنه شاهد لي كيف بلا انقطاع أذكركم متضرعا دائما في صلواتي. عسى الآن أن يتيسر لي مرة بمشيئة الله أن آتي إليكم، لأني مشتاق أن أراكم لكي أمنحكم هبة روحية لثباتكم، أي لنتعزى بينكم بالإيمان الذي فينا جميعا إيمانكم وإيماني. ثم لست أريد أن تجهلوا أيضا أيها الإخوة أنني مرارا كثيرة قصدت أن آتي إليكم ومنعت حتى الآن ليكون لي ثمرة فيكم أيضا كما في سائر الأمم. إني مديون لليونانيين والبرابرة للحكماء والجهلاء، فهكذا ما هو لي مستعد لتبشيركم أنتم الذين في روميا أيضا، لأني لست أستحي بإنجيل المسيح لأنه قوة الله للخلاص لكل من يؤمن، لليهود أولا ثم لليوناني، لأن فيه معلن بر الله بالإيمان الإيمان كما هو مكتوب أما البار فبالإيمان يحيى. نعمة الله الآب تكون مع جميعكم آمين.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher Saint James, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect worth, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flowers fall and its beautiful appearances perish. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and is enticed. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So not of the world, nor of the things pertaining to the world. The world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. And he said, brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. And the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God. And after that, they shall come out and serve me in this place. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Amen. اليوم السابع من شهر مصر المبارك أحسن الله استقباله أعدوا علينا وعليكم ونحن وأنتم مخفو الخطايا الزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أباء وأخواتي أمين. في مثل هذا اليوم أرسل الله ملاكه الجليل جبرائيل ليبشر القديس يواقيم بميلاد البتول والدة الإله مريم. كان هذا البار وزوجته حنة من سبط يهوذا من بيت داود. كان كلاهما بارين أمام الله سالكين حسب وصاياه وأحكامه يلهجان نهارا وليلا في ناموس الرب. وكانت القديسة حنة عاقرا لمدة 31 سنة وهي تصلي مع زوجها طالبين من الله أن يهبهما نسلا. وعاهد الله أنه إذا أعطاهما الله نسلا ينذرانه للرب كصموئيل النبي. فاستجاب الله لطلبتهما وأرسل ملاكه الجليل جبرائيل وبشر الصديق يواقيم قائلا إن الرب سيعطيك نسلا يكون منه خلاص العالم. فأعلم زوجته بما رأى وسمع فشكرت الله وفرحت. ثم حبلت بالقديسة مريم العذراء الطاهرة. بركة صلواتهم فلتكن معنا أمين. بعد الست العذراء أم النور ما تولدت واتندرت للهيكل الله أعطاهم بنت أخرى فسموها مريم على نفس اسم أم الله اللي هي ندرت للهيكل. ومريم الثانية دي تزوجت كلوبا أو كليوباس أو حلفة وخلفت سمعان ويهودا ويوسي والأربعة اسمهم إيه؟ يعقوب وسمعان ويوسي ويهود. بركة صلاتهم تكون معنا أمين. On this day also the year 193 of the martyrs for 77 Anno Domini, Pope Timothy II, 26th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in the city of Alexandria and became a monk in one of the monasteries of El Calamon Mount. He was a knowledgeable and honorable man. After the departure of Pope Dioscorus I, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose him for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on the third day of Baba in the year 172 of the martyrs for 55 Anno Domini. This Pope suffered many hardships for the sake of preserving the Orthodox faith. Emperor Leo the First banished him to the island of Gangara, where he was exiled for 7 years. Leia France del Vecchio, until Emperor Leo II, who brought him back to his throne with great honor. He spent the rest of his days in confirming the faithful in the Orthodox faith. He departed in peace after he spent 21 years and 10 months on the apostolic throne of St. Mark. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. وفي أيضا تنيح القديس بسنتاؤس الناسك. ولد هذا القديس في أرمنت مدينة في محافظة إن من أبوين وثنيين. جاء به والده وطفلا للمعبد الوثني فصرخ كهنة الأوثان قائلين لا تقترب منها هنا بطفلكما لأنه عدو الآلهة وطردوه مع ولديه ولما كبر بسنتاؤس تعلم حرفة النجارة وأحب بسنتاؤس الإيمان المسيحي بسنتاؤس يعني الأساس ونفسنتي خنيتوس ثواب أساساته في الجبال المقدسة أحب بسنتاؤس الإيمان المسيحي فذهب إلى الكنيسة وقبل المعمودية ودرس علوم الكنيسة وبعد فترة أحس بميل إلى الهدوء وكان يتدرب على الحياة النسكية وانطلق إلى جبل قريب حيث سكن عند قديس يسمى سورس وتتلمد على يديه في الجبل ظهر له ملاك في شكل إنسان أمره أن ينزل إلى الخدمة ليرد هذا الشعب الضال بالعبادة الوثنية حتى يخلصه فترك القديس كما أمره الملاك وبنى نفسه مسكنا بجوار المدينة يمارس في حياته الروحية ويصلي بجهد عظيم من أجل خلاص أهل هذه المدينة وبعد قليل بنى كنيسة صغيرة فاجتمع حوله 350 أخ وتحول هذا المكان إلى مركز إشعاع روحي وكان كثيرون من الوثنيين يأتون ويسمعون كلامهم ويقبلون المسيحية حتى كادت مدينة أرمنت كلها أن تصير مسيحية وقد وهب الله القديس بسنتاؤس موهبة شفاء المرضى فتوافدت عليه الجماهير طالبة الشفاء وكان يهتم بشفائهم الجسدي وخلاصهم الروحي بعد أن أكمل سعيه الصالح تنيح بالسلام وما زال جسده مدفونا في دير القديسين بالتوت شرقي أرمنت بركة صلوات فتاكم معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين.
الرب يسوع المسيح إلهنا الذي خاطب تلاميذه القديسين ورسلات المكرمين قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرار كثيرين اشتهوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون ولم يروا أن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لعيونكم لأنها تبصر ولأذانكم لأنها تسمع فلنستحق أن نسمع ونعمل بأناجيلك المقدسة بطلبة قديسي
صلوا من أجل الإنجيل المقدس
يا رب رحم
أيضا يا سيدنا كل الذين عصونا أمرونا أن نذكرهم في سؤالتنا وطلبتنا التي نرفع إليك أيها الرب إلهنا الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب نيحهم مرضى شعبك يا رب اشفيهم لأنك أنت وحياتنا كلنا رجانا كلنا شفانا كلنا قيامتنا كلنا
Si te metamos vos ni o acosamiento ando o evangelio.
Es maro ten jeves ni o genevranem, soy senteni gom, kirie vlogesonic to catalo canango yo evangelio antonas ma.
Si kere.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the holy gospel, a reading from the gospel. According to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, may his blessing.
Amen.
Ben Shoisu, Ben Otu, Ben Stiro, Ben Rotere, Nisos, Ber Christus, Epshirem, Evnoti, Tonk, Pion of Shine, Pion of Notibe,
from the songs for our teacher, David the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all, amen. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come, for the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative for those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to his angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying that the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked in me to take away my reproach among people.